Good morning, good morning. Welcome to episode two of the Empathy Season. Today we are talking about finding your tribe as an empath. It can be a difficult place. You could feel like finding people who also see the world in the same light as you is a little challenging. It can be demotivating, when you surround yourself with people with your vibe. And on a superficial level, you may not get to that, that deep connection, but it's totally possible. And today I just want to encourage you in that. And let's talk about what does that look like? Is it worth the effort? How do we go about it? But first of all, let's define an empath. You may be new. You may have only just discovered this word. I remember when I discovered this word, empathy, it was wow, incredible. And I will say up front, an empath can mean different things to different people, which is why it's good to define it. I have a Christian faith, and so for me, empathy, an empath to me is someone who shows empathy, someone who feels the feelings of or emotions of another person, someone who walks in another's shoes, like automatically in their brain. Scientifically, research has proven that the compassion center in our brain is called, they're called mirror neurons, and they are high performing, high functioning in someone that gives them a lot of extra compassion and that sensitivity in that emotion realm. And so that's biologically something they've found in recent years. So that's where empathy sits for me. You do need to manage your energy and you do need to look after yourself in that space and work out. There are very draining people that will. They don't meaning, they're not meaning to drain you, but when you do have very high performing mirror neurons, what you do find is that you get drained, like significantly, depending on how much time you spend around people, because you're constantly processing a lot of invisible information, that someone with mirror neurons that are, not high performing. They don't experience that same thing. So it's important to understand yourself in this space and look after yourself in this space. And look, again, my values, everybody's different, so that's why I like to say this up front. I think it's a really good thing. I think empathy is a beautiful, beautiful trait to have. I think it comes hardwired into who you are. My personal journey has been I've discovered what it is over time, just like perfectionism. Like you could take any quality in yourself. Like I'm a perfectionist. I didn't even know I was a perfectionist for like 20 years, 25 years. I had to learn. I learned that word. Then I discovered what that word meant to me in my life. Then I started to work out what the strengths and weaknesses were of it because it's incredible to get great work done, but being a perfectionist is a problem and just a pain in the bum sometimes, just to be able to let some things go that are never going to be perfect. Because the reality is, life is never perfect. Okay. I learned this one of my affirmations that I use in that self-statement affirmation, whatever you want to call it, confessions. I used to use the word a confession a lot, but that means different things to different people. So I sort of use the word affirmation slash self statements. I am statements is done is better than perfect. Anyway, to get to the point, I digress. Done is better than perfect. And that really helps me when I'm working on something and I just can't get it finished because I keep going over it and making it better, 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 better. I say to myself, okay. I'm going to give myself a time limit. I've got half an hour to get it to the best possible version it can be right now. Done is better than perfect for me today. And that is something I use to help me with my perfectionism, right? It's just a default setting. Like, it's just something that I work on and constantly change. Now, empathy has its strengths, incredible strengths, and it has its weaknesses. And it's important, it would behoove us to always be working on our strengths and understanding them, and our weak and the weakness side of that. Every strength has a side to it that is weak, and we have to learn about all of those things. But I will tell you that I don't have any negative attachment or understanding around empathy. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, that's the values that I hold in this space. I think it's a beautiful gift. I think empaths are beautiful people. And look, I'm devoted to understanding this space more and helping others understand it, because I know that some feel it is a great burden to them. And, you know, that makes me feel sad, and I want to help them. So anyway, let's move on to, we've sort of defined an empath. Empaths are highly sensitive. Okay, we have a heightened sensitivity to emotions in the room. Good to acknowledge that. We intensely feel the pain of others. We also intensely feel the joy of others. Like, it's not something you hear a lot about, but I feel incredible joy when I'm with someone who's incredibly happy. Like, it's pretty awesome. And it's not just pain and joy, it's other emotions too. One time I was sitting with someone and they were talking, and I felt a sharp pain go down their back. I mean, it was like, wow. And this was probably in the last couple of years. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's a bit of a spin out. Feeling that, you know, and that may or may not, you may or may not have been experienced that, but we can intensely feel things in a room, right? That's the point here. We need alone time. We need to be able to recharge our batteries. Now, I am an introvert, so that definitely is a characteristic of introverts. And not all empaths are introverts. Some empaths are extroverts, right? They still have to manage the spaces they're in because of the sensitivity that they have. So there's still always a strategy that we need to put in place. And every single person is unique. It's really important that you value your uniqueness and that you give yourself permission to be uniquely different to anyone else, to me, to anyone else. It's really important. And that's why self-awareness is so powerful, to be able to sit and spend a little bit of time. Even look, for those that don't do this, my suggestion is always start with 5 minutes in a day, and do not do more than that. Just use 5 minutes. Use journaling. I am a digital journaler now. I have so many notebooks. I've written in so many notebooks, but digital journaling is amazing. I create digital journals and I sell them, as well as digital planners, because I'm a planner, organizer, list writer, blah, blah, blah. And I digress. I'm getting down off into one of my love topics. So let me pull myself back to the point I was making, which has clean gone out of my brain. But some people are introverts and extroverts. I think that's what I was saying. And look, also as an empath, and the emotional space and defining the emotional space is very difficult for some. Myself, I always used to feel like I was managed by my emotions, not that I was managing my emotions. And it's something that I've spent a lot of time, I've put a lot of work in. I've had coaching around this. I've done a lot of work to understand emotions and to be able to help others in this space. So being able to learn as an empath, go on your own journey, learning about emotional management, it will set you free. Like, it will set you free. It's incredible. Look, we experience strong emotions, extremes at times. It can feel and you can think it's a little intimidating. Don't be put off by that. Don't be afraid of those strong emotions. Just lean in, get some help, get a coach if you need a coach. I obviously am a coach, so I'm going to say that, but I've had coaches in this space. I've had therapy in this space. I do a lot of work myself in this space. You can research so much in this space without paying anyone, right? But then there's just some things that you just need one-on-one help with, and that's the point. You've got to decide, is that worth the investment for you? Look, and also as empaths, there is a certain amount of fussiness around who we pick to make friends with. And this, look, this podcast is about making friends, finding your tribe. And so I value that fussiness. I actually lean into that fussiness. Your space is very important. The time that you spend is very important. And I wholeheartedly endorse you picking your friends wisely. But don't let that paralyze you into not picking any friends at all. Don't let that paralyze you into not connecting, socializing, reaching out, networking. Don't let it stop you from doing that. And we can get stuck and overwhelmed in that space. And that's why I wanted to record this and just talk about it, because we need to feel encouraged in that space. It's totally possible. It's not do or die. You're not committing to marrying someone, right? It's just a superficial conversation. I wouldn't swap my empathy for anything in the whole world. I love deeply, and I love that about me. It's beautiful, and it's also hard, right? We feel everything so deeply and intensely. So I say that to just say it is important who you choose to hang around. It can be so easy to not connect as much because of all of that invisible info that we process in a room. But let me just repeat that what I've said. Do not let this stop you from reaching out. Do not let it stop you from socializing, from networking. You know, like dating, and I don't mean in a romantic sense, but certainly it could mean that too, even in a friendship sense. There's a dating aspect to friendship, right? When you just you're in a group of people for whatever reason, and you meet someone and you go, yeah, you get on really well, you've got a few things in common, you're feeling the vibe, it's all going on. And that's like, you know, that's like that initial contact. Be encouraged that make a coffee date with that person, or create a Zoom call. I mean, I don't know what your online space is like. I mean, it's a real thing. It's part of our life now. I'm in my 50s, so I did not grow up with the internet. My kids didn't have the internet until they're in their teenage years, like early, you know, tweens, sort of like a tween age. And I had rules about all of that. MySpace was what came out. And I didn't really allow my kids to live in that space. Well, we didn't, my husband and I. So it's a legitimate thing today. I'm saying that because the internet is a legitimate space. It's not a bad thing, but it's, again, it comes down to how you manage it, right? So getting back on topic, do not let your empathy, if you're an introvert, do not let your introvertedness, if you're a highly sensitive person, which again is a positive thing, it is a really good thing, it is a beautiful thing, do not let any of those things stop you from reaching out, socializing, networking, creating that superficial friendship. I call them hi-bye friends in my friendship circles, even context friends. Don't let any of these beautiful qualities about yourself stop you from reaching out and connecting and creating superficial exchanges in the first instance, right? In the first instance. Where that goes, it's up to you, right? You're in control. This is your life. You're in control. Remember that friendships are nutrition for your soul. They are nutrition for your emotions. They are nurture for your emotional self. They are water and life to your body and heart. Friendships are fuel for your emotions. We all need that. We need connection. We were created for connection. We were created to invest in others. We were created to receive that investment from others. We all need a place to belong, right? We all need a tribe to belong in, to belong to. We all need that group of people who just get us. So don't give up. Don't give up when you reach out and nothing comes of it. Remember, this is who you are 24/7, right? You are empathetic 24/7. You will always be this way. Your compassion center in your brain, your mirror neurons, they're always going to be this way. You're never going to stop feeling that heightened sensitivity in a room when you're with people. You're never going to stop feeling it. So let's just man up. Let's put our big girl panties on and go, yep, this is who I am. I choose to love who I am, and I'm going to work this out. I am going to work it out. Please don't be defeated in this space. Don't quit on yourself. Please don't quit on yourself. I remember the first time I heard that was so powerful for me. I tell you who said it, Forrest Griffin. He's an MMA fighter, and I love MMA. It's funny because all of my close friends who know me, as hugely empathetic as I am, some of them go, I don't get it. I don't understand how you love MMA. Well, you know, I've got a whole nother story about that, which that can be for another day. But the short version of it is I love how they fight for themselves, not fight physically. I know that's what it's about, but they fight for themselves. They don't quit on themselves. And anyway, Forrest Griffin, I heard him say it one day when he was training on the mats with some of the guys, and I went, wow, that's so powerful. Because, you know, in my past life, in my younger years, I didn't do that. I didn't fight for myself. And I felt that internal injury in that space. You know, it's tough when you criticize yourself in your thoughts, when you don't look after yourself very well in any area of your life, you know, when you've got those inner gremlins that you haven't dealt with and that you won't put the effort and time into working out how to deal with them. You know, that's a hard place to live. And again, it's a space where I've done a lot of work. So I'm not perfect. I have got a long way to go. But I've learned a lot over the years, and I've learned to value myself and to work out how to invest in myself and make friends with that little girl inside of me, who I am now, who I will be in 20 years' time. You know, these things, they all have worth. You are so worth the time and investment to keep trying, to keep investing, to keep putting yourself out there to get friendships. You know, it's like, what is that, those stats that say, let's just talk about marketing stats. 100%, you just say you get 100 leads. Out of that, you're going to get 2 to 3% return. And you know what? I think these stats are very similar to a lot of things in life. And if it helps you with your expectations, if you're someone that has unrealistic expectations, and you may not even know that about yourself, here's the deal. If you reach out to 10 different people, if you go to a variety of work events, family events, friends events, you put yourself out there like online, just like, you know, you go into some Facebook groups, you're on some Instagram pages where there's high connectivity, you know, whatever the things are. For every 10 spaces you get seen, maybe one person will follow you up. Maybe for every 20 places you get seen, one person will follow you up. Have a realistic expectation about that. That's okay. That doesn't mean anything about you. That doesn't mean you're a bad person, you're a good person. It doesn't mean anything. This is just the statistics of nature. This is just how it works, you know. I say that to encourage you, actually. I hope that's encouraging, to just keep reaching out. Don't make it mean anything. Just keep reaching out. Socialize, network. Do the friendship dating thing, if you want to call it that, right? Chat, connect, have superficial exchanges. You know, work on giving for now. Work on giving. Giving with boundaries, always, with boundaries, always, always. But give, be a blessing, reach out in that space. And here's the deal. Just in closing, bringing it all into land. Remember to always show up as your true, honest, and authentic self. Remember to do that. Why? Because you will attract the sort of people that you show up as. So, here's a strong word. If you show up as a liar, you will attract liars. If I know, I really went there, didn't I? If you show up wholeheartedly and bring your vulnerability and your honesty, you will attract people who show up wholeheartedly and bring their honesty and their vulnerability. If you show up as a gossip and you talk about other people, or you bag out, you know, companies or, you know, famous people or whatever, you will attract other people who bag out other people. I mean, and that gossip and talk about other people behind their back. Who you show up as will be who you attract. So if you want to find your tribe, then show up as your authentic self, right? It works. Like it really works. Finding your tribe takes intention and a strategy. It absolutely takes you to be intentional. It is not going to fall out of the sky and happen automatically. But the good news is that by putting yourself out there, you will meet like-minded people. You absolutely will. I can tell you that. And the more you put yourself out there, the more chance you have of people to find your vibe with. You know, go to places that have the same of interests that you like, and you will find people that are like-minded. So I hope that's helpful for you today. You know, love who you are. Lean into learning all about yourself. Be highly sensitive. Be hugely emotional in that space. You know, have boundaries about what that looks like for you and how you show up with other people. And just keep putting yourself out there. Do it superficially to start with. It's okay. It's actually, research has shown that it's really important to have high-bye friends, you know, to have superficial acquaintances. I'm not sure what words you use. Feel free to, you know, hop over to any of my social media channels and chat to me about it. Ask me questions if you want to ask questions about your specific situation. Martine Trinder Coaching on Facebook, Martine Trinder Coaching on Instagram. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn. My name is Martine Trinder, so you can find me that way. I have a website. I've got two, right? I've got martinetrinder.com and Martine Trinder Coaching. I'm in the middle of building Martine Trinder Coaching. It's there, but you will see, being very vulnerable here, it's half done. So, you know, I probably wouldn't normally talk about that, but hey, this is where I am. This is who I am as a person. This is why I'm encouraging you to do the same, because that's where peace lives for us. Hey, in just being who we are, being real, being wholehearted. I love that. I love that we can just be who we are, and the people that want to attach themselves to us, that want to love who we are, and they vibe with that, with those same values, then they're the ones that you will find to build your life with. And that's what we all want, right? We all want a tribe to belong with. We want to feel like we belong somewhere, and it needs to be, we won't ever really feel like we belong if it's not with people who are like us, who hold the same values as we do, which is why I say to you, just show up as yourself. It's a risk. And if you have been living a lie, and that's not as bad as it sounds pretty bad. I have a story about how I lived a lie, and I wasn't going around lying to people. I wasn't showing up as my authentic self. That's the story for me, which again, I'll tell it another time. And it was powerful for me when I realized that, when I saw that for what it was. And then I made a decision to change. I thought, wow, I can't, that's not what I value at all. I didn't realize I was doing it. So I made a change. But what's beautiful about it is that when you do show up as who you really are, warts and all, right? I'm advocating for warts and all here. Strengths and weaknesses. the good stuff and the bad stuff, if you like the words good and bad. I'm sort of on the fence with those two words, but you know, what is working for you, what isn't working for you, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. You know, again, two words that sort of I'm sort of processing at the moment, but have been part of my vocabulary for so long. I'm reaching here for the sort of words to explain it. Just be who you are, be wholehearted, put yourself out there and face your mindset that says you're going to lose everyone. If you do that, you'll lose everyone. Wow. I feel like Luke, when he went into the cave to face his fear, and in there he faced Darth Vader, right? And this is like what I went through when I decided not to live a lie anymore, when I decided to show up warts and all and to tell people my darkness that I have. I felt like Luke going into that cave. And you know what the truth is? The truth is when he turned around and he saw Darth Vader, instead of running away from that, he leaned in. And you know what happened to Darth Vader? Poof! He evaporated. Because fear is false evidence appearing real, okay? You've probably got your own definition. It always appears to be something that it's not. And that's the beautiful thing about facing our fears. And it's really scary and it's hard, but I'm advocating for that. Like, I practice that in my own life. I'm encouraging you to practice the same. And yes, this would be my coaching encouragement to you, is do it in the small place first, okay? I would not encourage you to go out there and do it in the big space. Always baby steps, always baby steps. Always when you're challenging a part of yourself and creating change in a part of yourself, my encouragement would be to always find the smallest space you could do that in and do it, because what happens is you gain confidence in that space, and confidence is a massive part of our life. I'm just going to keep talking if I don't stop now. So I'm going to wish you well. My love is deep for all of you. I can tell you, you have a mission for your life. Your life is intended for good purposes. You are on this planet for a reason. And it's where we make a difference is with people. And that's why it's so important to connect. That's why it's so important to invest. But let me say this, my encouragement to you is to always show up as a safe and empathetic person. So sending you much love, mwah, 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 to all of you out there. I hope your day is great, not because it automatically falls on you, but because you make it great. I used to say that to my kids in the morning. Make your day great today. Don't leave it up to someone else, okay? Do not leave it up to someone else. Because the truth is, you were given complete authority over your life. And if you don't take it, if you don't run with it, if you don't, you will feel like your life is a wish-washy, you know, assortment of nothingness. It's an awful place to be when you're not leading your own life, right? See, I'm going down a rabbit hole again. So I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to say goodbye. And I will see you on the next episode. Mwah! Much love.